You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn on the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Live from Mobile, Alabama. Day two of the Senior Bowl is in the books. Going to do a little recap of day one and day two, who stood out, the trenches, receivers, everything like that. And then quickly hit on the couple of moves that's happened since we last recorded on Saturday. Rex Hogan mutually agreed to part ways with the Jets earlier today, their assistant general manager. And most importantly, the article in The Athletic regarding Robert Saleh, the Jets regime, Nathaniel Hackett. I'll hit on that at the end. I'm not going to share too many thoughts there, but I do want to hit on that. Let's start with the Senior Bowl, the most important thing of, you know, kind of why, you know, what these two pods, and then we'll, you know, have a full recap on Saturday on TJ Talks on Badlands. We'll start with the Senior Bowl yesterday and today. I think the biggest things that have stood out is, you know, most importantly, the trench play has been fantastic, especially on the offensive side of the football. Guys like Christian Haynes, Jax Powers-Johnson, Talese Fuaga, Tyler Guyton, other folks like that have really, really impressed. I think in different ways. I think Guyton and Fuaga have both been incredibly physical, you know, the tackle spots, playing a lot of right tackle, and big dudes, they've really impressed. They've impressed in one-on-ones. They've impressed in, you know, run periods. They've impressed in teams. So those are some names to watch an eye on for the Jets if they, you know, potentially pick a 10. Again, if they were to trade back, maybe things change there. You know, Haynes is a guy who I thought probably a third-round pick. It's been really impressive. It's really damn impressive this week. Anchors, you know, really well in pass sets specifically is, you know, I haven't seen him lose a rep yet. So, you know, that's been impressive. And Jackson Powers-Johnson, again, they obviously have Joe Tippmann. He's probably not an option for the Jets. But, again, a guy that, you know, has just been really damn impressive through 2 days. Roman Wilson, the receiver out of Michigan, you know, is a guy. Brennan Rice out of USC, you know, another name that's really impressed, you know, day one and day two. Rice and, Ladd McConkey, again, out of Georgia, another receiver that's impressed. Xavier Leggett had a much better day today than he did, you know, a day ago. So there's been a lot of, you know, kind of impressive, performances from some of the receivers. Again, Leggett struggled day one, came back today. I thought was, you know, was honestly pretty damn good. Again, a guy that physically, I think is a guy that, I'm not saying he's Debo or even Jonathan Mingo, but a lot of those same vibes of just a guy who's like a bowling ball with the football in his hands, goes up and gets it. He's obviously been impressive. Jaquan Jackson from Tulane was unbelievable today. It was, felt like he was open every goddamn play. It was pretty impressive there. You look at the quarterbacks and things like that. Michael Penix has probably stood out the most, you know, on the first practice. I didn't think Sam Hartman is impressed, you know, whatsoever. I thought he was maybe the potential day three upside option for the Jets. You know, he just hasn't really impressed me much whatsoever. And he's a lot smaller, I felt like, in person than, I was expecting. Bo Nix has not had a, you know, great 2 days, in my opinion, especially today. I felt like he's fine. He's been good. He throws some good balls. But, I don't think he's overly impressed here. There was some buzz coming into the weekend. You know, started to hear a little bit on Monday, you know, flying in. Oh, you know, Bo Nix top 10 maybe. You know, obviously beneficial for the Jets if Bo Nix actually does go, maybe he does go in the top 10. Who knows? But, you know, at the moment wasn't overly impressed with him. From the, you know, other, you know, other practices, I felt like the quarterbacks there, Rattler is kind of who he is, who thought it is. Joe Milton is kind of who he thought he is. Both guys have live arms. They both struggle with decision-making and mechanics and throwing on the run and doing these other things. So You know, Carter Bradley out of South Alabama, though, has been pretty damn impressive for what it's worth. I mean, again, local kid, played at South Alabama. It's obviously, where we are now, playing at home, but it's been pretty good. From that perspective, we've seen some of the defensive linemen and corners stand out and stuff like that. I don't want to go too far deep into that just because from a judge perspective, if they draft a pass rusher, or a cornerback in the first round, I think the fan base may riot. So I kind of won't hit as much on that. McConkey again, out of Georgia. I don't, he's probably a second or third round pick. Primarily sloppy. He has played some outside, this week. Dude is open and more open, fast, agile, quick, good route runner. He'd be a great play addition for the Jets. Again, I just don't know.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places. Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Where he ends up landing, from that perspective, again, I'll have more of a full in-depth breakdown, after tomorrow's practice, and then, a real full kind of breakdown of, kind of dumping all my notes from the week, kind of what I've heard, what we kind of had gotten here, down in Mobile from a practice perspective, again, and then, kind of what the buzz around the Jets, et cetera. I'll kind of leave it off with Thuaga. I think has been, again, been good. I think he's had some really nice reps. He's definitely a competitor. The dude definitely is physical. I definitely feel like he's a right tackle or a right guard, much more, probably obviously definitely a tackle, but don't really see him at left tackle. So again, if you take him at 10, you have to have a plan. Is ABT your right guard? Is he your left tackle? Do you sign a left tackle? What do you do there? So there definitely is some split though with, Fashanu and Fuaga, depending on who you talk to. Last two kind of things here again, quicker pod today. Just want to get something out, kind of to everybody. Rex Hogan parts ways with the Jets this morning after, and I guess mid morning after the article from The Athletic drops. Everyone's probably read it by now. Everyone's dove fully into it. I guess I'll hit on a few things here. I think it's a non-0% chance Robert Saleh is fired. I said it after the year. I felt like I'm not campaigning for him to get fired, but if it happens, it happens. They've underwhelmed for 3 years. I think a lot of the stuff we kind of knew already or wasn't anything outrageous. I think a couple of things that stood out that just frustrated me were we have to, all we do have to do after Roger gets hurt, we have to get to 7 or 8 wins, blah, 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 and bitching and complaining, making excuses. I think a lot of the stuff on Hackett, everyone kind of had an idea about or has heard about and things like that. I thought the complaining that the Giants are covered differently than the Jets, whether that's true or not, and it probably is, let the fans complain about that, the people on Twitter, let the newspapers, let everybody else handle that stuff, and talk radio and podcasts, etc. You're the head coach of the Jets. Take care of business and stop worrying about the way the Jets and the Giants are covered, et cetera, et cetera. The Jets have made the playoffs in 13 years. Like, unfortunately, until you start winning games, they're probably going to be covered differently. And I'm not saying it's the right or wrong thing, but it's just the reality. That, and then, you know, saying he's going to take guys' phones, you know, coaches' phones because he, you know, wanted the guys to come for some of that stuff. It's just like, man, what are we doing? And again, Rex Hogan parting ways, you know, Rex's been a nice guy and, you know, somebody that's been with the Jets for a long time now is Joe Douglas is number two and all these different things. So there'll be a shakeup there. We'll see how it affects the offseason and the draft more specifically, especially day two, day three. But yeah, it's just never a dull moment in Jets world. As of recording here tonight, the Jets have still not wished Robert Saleh a happy birthday. So I don't know. Everyone's been contemplating if that's a sign of things to come. But again, look, exciting first 2 days down here in Mobile. I think Jets fans should be happy. The receivers and the offensive linemen have looked really good. And, you know, that's kind of big positions in need, obviously, for them. Don't stress yourself out. Diane and Zach did a fantastic job, I thought, on the piece. I think they're incredible reporters. I think that Danielle and Diane Rossini is as plugged in as you're going to find, you know, here in the NFL. So I wouldn't go searching for trying to figure out what's wrong there. But again, the Jets got to get this stuff right. They got to hit on these draft picks. They got to hit on free agency and trades. And they got to go in 2024, whether it's Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas at the helm or somebody else, whoever knows. It's probably going to be them, 99% chance. But I guess you never know. Stop with the excuses. Go get a W week one and then go win again week two and win again week three and stack wins and go make the playoffs and shut everybody up. Enough of the talking. Sauce Gardner said it the other day. You guys should be more silent assassins this offseason. Let's, you know, again, I have no problem with confidence and talking and doing all these different things, but go take care of business, go start winning some games. And I think everything will kind of fall into place. Kind of try to block out the noise and all that stuff. And, you know, talk about not worrying about Twitter and not worrying about, you know, fans' reactions and podcasts, and all these different things. Got to start kind of more so acting like it. So again, wouldn't go in a full tailspin about the article or Rex Hogan leaving or any of that stuff. You know, enjoy some of the Senior Bowl stuff, enjoy some of the reporting from, you know, Joe and Connor, obviously, and, you know, DA and Meigs and Dan and everyone on the Badlands feed. I'll be back again Friday morning with an episode and then Saturday with TOJ Talks. Appreciate everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later this week.